suddenly the dog like starts screaming, high pitched scream, stops, sits, almost like lays down, and is just keep on screaming. And the owners, they get panic. They start panicking. The man, he starts to examine the dog and tries to find like what is the reason to why he's screaming. Because they stopped, so I kind of get to them. And then I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm a veterinarian. Is it okay that I check your dog? And they're like, yes, please do. Hi and welcome back to Valpkonsultpodden. I am Valpkonsulten and my name is Petra Harvankova. It's February. Today is a very rainy day. It's ugly outside. Yesterday there was snow. Today is like super slippery, plus 3-4 degrees, and the snow is all gone and it's just water and it's raining. It's been raining for some hours now. If I was gonna choose, I would love to have a winter where there is snow for months and months and months. Should probably move up to Norrland. I'm really happy to be back after Christmas break. Yeah, I had a lot of rest on my Christmas break. I actually slept too long. I could wake up 1 in the afternoon and then I couldn't sleep at night. And then it became like a vicious circle of not being able to sleep at night and sleeping too long during the days. And I really tried to go like once a day for a walk. There's forest very close to where I live. I went there and I remember one day when I was in the forest, there is a like this place where you can go out with your dog and let them loose. It's not very big, but it's big enough. And this was like a day where it was also cold, but there was no snow. It was like a day after it was too warm. So the snow started melting away and then at night it froze and there was like this icy surface all over the place. I'm walking there and I see there are some people with their dogs and some dogs are playing with other dogs, and then there is this quite young owner of a French bulldog and he has a football that is like half empty, and he takes this football and he's pulling with his dog. So he's holding the ball and the dog is pulling and then he's hanging the dog on the ball. And I'm thinking like, this is not so good for the neck. You know, like he's hanging and shaking the dog at the same time. I'm thinking, okay, maybe you should not do like this. Not with the French bulldog. They don't have a very good back. They can get problems with their back, like hernia in the discs. So I'm thinking like, I hope he's going to stop. And then exactly when he stops, he like wins over the ball and the first thing he's thinking of is like, okay, I'm gonna throw it. So he throws the ball far away and then I see how this poor dog really wants to run after the ball, but it's so slippery on the icy asphalt. So he's like having big troubles even starting to run after the ball. Then I'm thinking like, okay. So he's running, and then, you know, when they run for the ball, then when they need to catch it, they need to make like a U-turn where they, when they make this U-turn and it's slippery, I'm thinking like, okay, now he's gonna have a crucial ligament rupture. I'm thinking, okay, this was on Saturday, I think. I'm thinking, okay, the day after they wake up, the dog can't walk. He's like limping on one of his hind legs. This poor man, he wakes up, you know, it's Sunday, maybe he wakes up around lunch, dog can't walk, he is going to the hospital Sunday, you know, he pays only 2,000 Swedish crowns just to get in for a checkup. And then, yeah, then probably there will be a rupture and then he's gonna have to make a surgery for another 40,000 Swedish crowns. And this could have been avoided if he just, like, you know, we humans are the ones with the brain. So when you're outside with your dog and it's really slippery, please think about it. You're the one who can use your brain. The dog doesn't understand that it's slippery and that it can be dangerous to run after the ball. So it's actually you who need to look after your dog and think for the dog. So my first advice, don't throw balls when it's slippery outside. Last year, I lived in Saltsjöbo. It's very close to a nature reservoir, nature park. How do you call it? Yeah, there is this Velamsens naturreservat. And I used to go there because the house where I lived in, it was very close to the forest there. And one day I go to the forest. It's cold. It's winter. It's snow everywhere. And when I start walking in the forest on this one of the main paths, and like maybe 15, 20 meters in front of me, this pair, and they have this young, maybe 1-year-old little Münsterländer. You know, it's a long hairy German hunting dog. And this dog is like really eager to be on the walk. He's it's a high energy dog. He has like a lot of power and just wants to go forward, like forward. That's his mission. And then quite soon after I start walking behind them, I see that the man in the family, or the owner of the dog, he has like this kind of technique that he thought that it could help him make the dog not pull on the leash. So what he does is that every time the dog pulls on the leash, he starts jerking him back with quite a lot of power. So when the dog pulls, he takes him and he's like jerks. And then the dog was on the leash with a regular collar. And I'm thinking like, no, please don't do this. And then I'm also thinking, should I like walk faster and get close to them and start talking to them and tell them that this is not the best way to do it and that it could be dangerous for the dog? Then I'm also thinking like, I don't want to be this person who gives you advice without you asking for the advice. So I'm like walking behind them and I see him doing this jerking with the leash most like all the time. And the dog doesn't stop pulling, of course. And I'm thinking like, oh, okay, shall I not? And, you know, maybe we walk like this for 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. And in the moment when I actually decide that I want to go and tell them that this is dangerous, suddenly the dog, like, starts screaming, high-pitched scream, stops, sits, almost, like, lays down, and is just keep on screaming. And the owners, they get panic. They start panicking. The man, he starts to examine the dog and tries to find like what is the reason to why he's screaming, because they stopped. So I kind of get to them and then I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm a veterinarian. Is it okay that I check your dog? And they're like, yes, please do. And I check the dog. I check his leg because he's holding his leg up and he's screaming. Then when I come and when I start touching him, he stops screaming. And I check him and nothing is really wrong. I tell them that this can be the consequence of jerking a collar and jerking the leash, and that it can hurt the dog's neck and his front legs, or both, actually, both front and hind legs, if it would be like, if you would hurt his neck in a specific place, you could actually hurt the dog really badly if you are really unlucky. Yeah, and we actually start walking together and we talk and we take quite a long walk. And then this man, he tells me that it was actually his neighbor who gave him this advice of jerking the leash. And the neighbor did that on his own dog and it worked. So, yeah. My advice to you is don't take advice from people who don't know what they are doing. And how you should know if they know what they are doing. I would say like this. If you want to invest money, then check who is the richest person who's investing money and see if he's written a book about it or if he has a course about it, how to invest, and buy a course that he's created, because if he had a system how to do it, and he's very rich now, probably his system is working. So take advice from people who has been doing what they are doing for a long time. They've done all the mistakes. And if you listen to their advice how to do things, maybe you don't have to do all the mistakes that they have done, if they've been doing what they're doing for many, many years, and then they've done all the mistakes, they will tell you how to do to avoid doing all the mistakes. So in the dog world, it means like, take advice from people who are actually training dogs with the right methods, and they have success with it, and they've been doing it for a long time. There is another story that is very similar to this one, and that's like, me and my daughter, I think it's 2 years ago, we were skating on a big lake close to where we were living. And this was like a beautiful day. The sun was shining. There were no clouds. And the lake was like one big mirror. You know, the whole lake was like, it was beautiful. It was like a shiny surface on the whole lake. And we were there skating. And then quite far away from us, I see a dad and a son, and they are walking on the ice with their Labrador. And this Labrador was like an older dog. Maybe he was 7 years old. And they had the dog on the leash. They were walking. And then suddenly, in the middle of the walk, without warming up or like nothing, the dad takes off the leash and he takes a tennis ball from his pocket and just starts throwing the ball to the dog. And then this, you know, older dog, he looked like Bambi. He was like having big troubles getting all his legs to start running towards the ball. It was really big effort for him to start because the surface was super slippery. And you could see how he was like cramping in his toes just to be able to get the grip of the ice to start running. You know, if you have a Labrador that is 7, 8 years old, they usually have some problem either with their hips or with their elbows or with their toes. So, and many of them also have problem with not having enough muscles because of their arthritis. If they have arthritis, that will be a reason for their muscles to decay because they don't really use their bodies as they should. And then their muscles doesn't really work as they should as well. So please don't throw balls on an icy lake. And if you do, which I really don't think you should, but if you think you should do that, you have to warm up first. You have to make the dog, like, make his muscles warm. You have to do some kind of exercise before you start throwing. And I just really, don't throw balls on an icy lake or any other icy surface. This was like my thoughts around things that I've seen when I was walking and skating in winter. There is possibly many other things that can happen when you're outside with your dog. You know, winter, it's slippery. It gets quite cold here in Sweden. What is really good to have if you have a dog that has short hair and no under fur, and you definitely know if you have such dog, then you should buy a jacket, a real winter jacket, and have it every time you go out for a longer walk, because it's much nicer to have warm back and hips, and especially for an older dog. I think all the stuff, boxers, all these breeds that have short hair, please buy a jacket. And it's not like only because it's in, because it's like fashion, it's actually working. And even if you have an older dog that has arthritis, it's really recommended to have a warm jacket in the winter. I'd like to thank Christopher Appelqvist. He has a studio very close to where I live in Solberga. And I was walking by some weeks ago and finally took my courage and knocked on the door here and asked him if I can use the studio when he doesn't. He has a podcast called Compagniet, and he said that I can. So now I've been here. I'm going to be recording here in the studio from now on, and I'm so happy for that. Thank you, Christopher. If you want to get in touch with me, if you want to comment, if you want to talk with me about things I talk about, or if you want to recommend a topic or someone that you would like to hear in the podcast, please DM me on my Instagram. It's Valpkonsulten, or on Facebook, I'm Valpkonsultpodden. You can also contact me on my webpage, www.valpkonsulten.com. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for rating the pod. Thank you for subscribing. If you want, click on the bell icon and you will get notices about new episodes. I'll be happy if you subscribe. Share it with your friends so that they can also get some hot tips about what to do and what not to do with their dogs, and what to think about when they are maybe thinking about buying a dog. Yeah, and I would like to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, or have a great night, and have a great life.